Throughout the Advent season, I preached a sermon series entitled Christmas Through My Eyes. And each week we turned our attention to different characters in the Christmas story. The shepherds and Mary and Joseph. Tonight on Christmas Eve, we turn our attention to a character in the story who is oft overlooked. Frederick Buechner, that masterful storyteller and preacher, writes from his own imagination, the viewpoint of the innkeeper. "That was a long, long time ago," said the innkeeper, "and a long, long way away. But the memories of men are also long, and nobody has forgotten anything about my own sad, queer part in it, unless maybe they have forgotten the truth about it. But you can never blame people for forgetting the truth, because it is, after all, such a subtle and evasive commodity. In fact, all that distinguishes a truth from a lie may finally be no more than just the flutter of an eyelid or the tone of a voice. If I were to say, 'I believe,' that would be a lie. But if I were to say, 'I believe,' that might be the truth. So I do not blame posterity for forgetting the subtleties and making me out to be the black villain of the piece, the heartless one who said, 'No room, no room.' I'll even grant you that that kind of villainy may be part of the truth. But if you want to speak the whole truth, then you will have to call me a villain with a catch in your voice, at least a tremor, a hesitation maybe, with even the glitter of almost a tear in your eye. Because nothing is entirely black, you know, not even the human heart. I speak to you as men of the world," said the innkeeper, "not as idealists, but as realists. Do you know what it is like to run an inn, to run a business, a family, to run anything in this world for that matter, even your own life? It is being lost in a forest of a million trees, and each tree is a thing to be done. Is there fresh linen on all the beds? Did the children put on their coats before they went out? Has the letter been written, the book read? Is there enough money left in the bank? Today we have food in our bellies and clothes on our backs, but what can we do to make sure that we will still have them tomorrow? A million trees, a million things. Until finally we have eyes for nothing else, and whatever we see turns into a thing. The sparrow lying in the dust at your feet, just a thing to be kicked out of the way, not the mystery of death. The calling of children outside your window, just a distraction, an irrelevance, not life, not the wildest miracle of them all. That whispering in the air that comes sudden and soft from nowhere, that's only the wind, just the wind. Of course, I remember very well the evening they arrived. I was working on my accounts and looked up just in time to see the woman coming through the door. She walked in that slow, heavy-footed way that women have in the last months, as though they are walking in a dream or at the bottom of the sea. Her husband stood a little behind her, a tongue-tied, helpless kind of man, I thought. I cannot remember either of them saying anything, although I suppose some words must have passed. But at least it was mostly silence. The clumsy silence of the poor. You know what I mean. It was clear enough what they wanted. The stars had come out. I remember the stars perfectly, though I don't know why I should, sitting inside as I was. And my wife's cat jumped up onto the table where I was sitting. I had not stood up, of course. There was mainly just silence. Then it happened much in the way that you have heard. I did not lie about there being no room left. There really was none. Though perhaps if there had been a room, I might have lied, as much for their sakes as for the sake of the inn. Their kind would have felt more at home in a stable, that's all. And I do not mean that unkindly either, God knows. Later that night when the baby came, I was not there. I was lost in the forest somewhere, the unenchanted forest of a million trees. 15 steps to the cellar and watch out for your head going down. Firewood to the left, If the fire goes out, the heart freezes. Only the wind, the wind. I speak to you as men of the world. So when the baby came, I was not around, and I saw none of it. As for what I heard, just at that moment itself of birth, when nobody turns into somebody, I do not know rightly what I heard. But this I do know, my own true love, all your life long, you wait for your own true love to come. We, all of us, do. Our destiny, our joy, our heart's desire. So how am I to say it? When he came, I missed it. Pray for me, brothers and sisters. Pray for the innkeeper. Pray for me and for us all, my own true love. When he came, I missed him, said the innkeeper. Let it not be so for us. Not tonight, not any night for that matter, or morning. Not for you, not for me, not for anyone. For on this night he comes, once again, into a world of darkness, this sun of light and of love. And the worst thing that we could do, perhaps, would be to miss him. Like the innkeeper that first night, like so many others since, like even we have at times before. It is all about a birth, a simple birth. The simplest and most humble of all, some 2,000 years ago. But it is about so, so much more than that. It is about God in the flesh, Emmanuel, then and now, there and here, transforming and reconciling the world, them and you and me. Friends, don't be the innkeeper. Out of intention or out of apathy, don't say, no room, no room. Don't push Christ the child, Christ the man, Christ the risen one into the margins, caught up so fully in the millions of trees that you fail to see the one true star. The way that God first broke into this world is in many ways the same way God desires to break into your life. Not violently or forcibly, but waiting for room and willing to take a manger if that is all that you're willing to offer. Just be sure, be very sure, not to miss him. For your own sake and for the sake of the world. It will mean accommodation, and it will mean sacrifice, and it will mean change. It will mean turning the other cheek, and forgiveness, and walking in another's shoes. It will mean loving your enemies, and choosing unity over your own pride, and picking up your cross, and following after. There are no promises here of the good life, of success, or wealth, or fame. The only promises are persecution and pain and sacrifice. But in the end, it will be worth all of it. For we will receive an imperishable crown from the very Prince of Peace. Friends, don't be the innkeeper. Don't miss him. Not tonight, not tomorrow, not ever. Merry Christmas and amen.